WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from HGTV, Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Hey, we're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night.
I'm tongue-tied as hell because I just want to listen to Ghost.
It's not bad. Not
yeah,
bad at
the
all.
The new Ghost album drops officially tomorrow, but some wonderful person out there, who I'm sure the band really hates right now, dropped the album early, which I say thank you very much to that person. because if you've listened to Rats... And we just came into Dance Macabre. They're two amazing, awesome songs. So I imagine the rest of the album is just as good. So Ghost, go check them out.
Anyway, make sure you join us live, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, Gerwick.net. You can tweet the show at WildTalkRadio, at Lynn's Award, at RackRadioShow. You can follow us on Instagram, Instagram.com/RackRadioShow. Shout out to our newest follower, empowering.women.in.dentistry, for following us on Instagram. They must be big Isaac Yankum fan, which means they're big fans of the Rack.
Hey!
Who we had Kane on the show.
We did!
So,
we did.
Connections, tie-ins.
Dang.
I just saw that. Anyway, we're here. We're live. Sorry there hasn't been much live programming this week. I've been a little bit sick.
He's been under the weather.
Yeah, I've been a little bit under the weather. Sunday and Monday were not the greatest. We're here. Should be sounding a little bit better.
He didn't have a happy Memorial Day.
No, I was really sick on Memorial Day. I think that was the worst day of it all.
That was. You couldn't talk.
I couldn't talk. Sunday was bad. Monday was...
He didn't even want to play Fortnite. That should tell you right there how badly he felt.
Yeah, I raw ended and I went right to, I attempted to go right to bed. So that's how things went there. So we're here live. Following us live will be some Fortnite on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive. So there's all the particulars. Make sure you follow and subscribe there and all that fun stuff.
Spoiler. I'm going to sweeten the Fortnite pot just a little bit with this tantalizing little teaser.
Okay.
Shopping carts. If you watch the YouTubes, You'll see the videos of Rock messing around with the shopping carts last night. Hilarity was had more than one time.
Oh, God.
So tune in for Rock, I believe the intern, and maybe Omega if we can find him, for shopping cart madness. So just tune in, because it should be fun.
Lindsay really loves the shopping cart.
The shopping carts are no, it was awesome, because normally it's like everybody's like, oh, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to shoot you, and then like that dude ran up behind you at the racetrack and just started pushing you around in the shopping cart. Like, you two were just having a blast with the shopping cart, and then some dick shot you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you see two people having fun with a shopping cart, it takes a really special kind of horrible person to just shoot the shopping cart out from under them. Like, if you want to turn, all you gotta do is ask.
Exactly. Anyway, that's to come.
Hey, just come on. Be a nice guy just for once. Like, I hate those people that are so serious that they come in and they're gonna play the game no matter what, and they make it so not fun. It's like a moment of you're just having pure bliss and fun, and people just have to ruin it. Like, they just have to. I don't like people to do that. That's just no fun.
I know, right?
Damn it.
But let's have some fun. Let's get into the news presented by GoWork.net.
So, not a crazy news week as WWE is coming back from Europe, so there isn't too much, but there were some random things that happened this week. And, well, we have the alert of all alerts for you.
So we're going to start with that?
We're going to start with that.
Sound the alarms. The Undertaker is on Instagram. I repeat, The Undertaker is on Instagram.
God help us if he figures out how to search hashtags. But yes, you heard that right. There is a verified account for The Undertaker out on Instagram. It is followed by his wife, and he follows his wife in Texas football. That's how you know it's him right there. So yeah, there's only one post. He's up to, last I checked, 122,000 followers. The account appeared over the last couple days, which is just really kind of interesting. So I think this is the first sign that potentially The Undertaker is in fact retired.
No. Or he's now just more part of the product. Now he's going to be socially involved with the product.
No, I think this is he's done.
No, he's not done. He is not done.
I'm sorry. I'm convinced that, like, when The Undertaker pops up on social media, that means he's done. Like, he's retired. He's like, okay, all right, I'm going to go do whatever. And I'm going to have a social account. But I am so, so here for The Undertaker to post really just random crap. You know, bad selfies, pictures on the golf course, horribly awkward shots, just badly taken photography on his Instagram till September, and then it's nothing but Texas football until they start to suck, and then basketball season happens.
He needs to get a tripod to put his cell phone on so he can set it up to watch him take his golf swing, because that's what people do. They film themselves take that golf swing and, you know, go from there, and then they post it on their Instagram. It's what people do.
Fishing videos.
See, if he was retired, it would be Mark Calloway on Instagram. Undertaker, though.
But he's not following WWE.
Yet.
And WWE is not following him. There hasn't been any activity in the last, pretty much since the account was set up. It got noticed
yesterday
that it was out there, so it's believed it got set up sometime Wednesday night or sometime yesterday. He's already at like 122,000 followers. So if you're on IG and you want to follow The Undertaker on Instagram, it is at Undertaker.
No,
that is it. That's it.
You got it wrong. It's at Rack Radio Show.
Well, that's ours. You can follow us too while you're at it if you don't do it. But yes, if you want to follow The Undertaker, it is at Undertaker. So again, hell hath froze over The Undertakers on social media.
Ashley, we're getting there.
We'll get there. We had to do this first. So there's another big story that we're going to save to the end because I have to yell about it. And Ashley, we will get to it. So just a couple quick notes. WWE has signed Io Shirai, and I hope I said her name right. If I didn't, I'm so sorry. And Deonna Purrazzo.
No shock on Deonna.
No.
She's been working for them off and on for the last couple of years. They've always been interested, but it's finally time to, hey, lock her down to a developmental contract. Io is the same thing. It's like she was coming in before. There's issues health-wise. They've cleared up, and she's ready to go. She'll be reporting this July. Maybe both of these women will be a part of the Mae Young Classic. Maybe they will just come right to NXT. Maybe one of them will come right to the main roster. I don't know what's going to happen for either woman in this case, but it's going to happen eventually for them. But it's cool. They're in the company, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. So can't wait to see them full-time on the product, wherever they end up.
More talent, the better.
The more talent, the better, especially in the women's division. Quick note on the SmackDown TV deal. They are supposed to stay live on Fridays after the move to Fox. And a few more details have emerged about the deal and how that all went down. It's being rumored that Rupert Murdoch himself made the pitch to WWE to bring their programming, and he used a little bit of sneaky tactic by saying that NBC was ashamed that of the WWE product, and that, you know, basically Fox would treat them so much better than NBC had.
In terms of that, they're going to, when NBC does not do it, you don't see any advertisement on NBC sporting events for World Wrestling Entertainment. Fox is going to do the exact opposite. It's all going to be all over their Fox Sports branding. You're going to see WWE probably on Sunday football, on Thursday night football, on any Major League Baseball game that they have. Whatever sport they have, there'll be ads for it. There will be a point. No one's mentioning this yet, so I have not heard it anywhere, not read it anywhere. But you know how the NFL cycles, right, Lindsay? Every 3 years it goes, something bounces around from network to network to network every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So in a 5-year cycle, that big game could feature a advertisement for a product featuring World Wrestling Entertainment?
Gee, it's almost like World Wrestling Entertainment could advertise their Super Bowl during somebody else's Super Bowl.
You said Super Bowl. Who won the Super Bowl this year? I forget.
Not the Cowboys.
It wasn't the Cowboys. It wasn't the Patriots. Oh, yeah, it was the Philadelphia Eagles. They won the Super Bowl this year, right? Yeah, that's...
You guys sing your little song?
No.
Okay.
Jason Kelsey song. Now, I'm just going to mention that the Eagles are the Super Bowl champions. I'm just throwing it
you
out there.
You feel better?
I just got to mention it once in a while.
You feel better? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Also,
All right.
One other thing from that. There will be a studio show involved. That was one of the pitches. They want to do a Fox Sports Net studio show on FS1 for WWE, which is cool.
Which is cool. I can see either Corey Graves and Renee Young. I can see Renee Young being involved in it for sure, and either like Corey Graves or Jonathan Coachman.
Or Fox talent
being involved in that show.
Right, they do UFC Tonight right currently, so they're going to take that and now turn it into a WWE platform. Bing, bam, boom. That's cool. About anything preempting baseball playoff games?
No word on that yet.
No word on that yet, but since it's on a Friday, again, SmackDown's on Friday Live, baseball can avoid it by baseball usually tries to avoid Fridays. They can push always to Thursdays and Saturdays. Since you're paying, I think I said this last week, if you're paying X amount of dollars like they are, $200 million. By the way, the Raw deal is like $265 million a year, and that's the average. So more years, it could go higher. Whatever, it doesn't matter. If you're paying $200 million for a product, you can schedule around it. And since it's owned by Fox, you can make the schedule work any way you want.
Yeah.
They dictate the schedule. So if you're starting it on a Thursday, you just build around it, and that's simple. It's easy.
And here's the thing with Fox in terms of baseball and football. If WWE gets preempted, they can go to another channel. They can be moved to Fox Sports, whatever.
Yeah, they can move the Fox Sports one if it were to be such a thing. But again, I doubt that would happen.
Again,
you're having live programming. If SmackDown was taped, it'd be easy. But they're keeping it live, so again, live is a priority for any network. You move other programming around it.
Pretty much. So, alrighty, and now we're gonna get to the biggest story, at least, of today. I'm going to sue for emotional damages. Somebody get me Joseph Park. It was announced that supposedly, not 100% confirmed by either, I don't think, that John Cena and Nikki Bella are back together. Again, very happy for both of them. Thrilled. But I'm going to sue for emotional damages.
It was being reported by what? Us Weekly?
Us Weekly.
That they are back together. TMZ also has a story. Nikki tells us that they've seen each other a few times and are trying to work things out day by day, is the comment she made. That is the one and only comment they're talking about during this story. So they're sort of back together. They may be back together. They're trying to be back together.
There's a lot of stuff that they have to work through. I mean, they have always had more problems than they've cared to acknowledge, and they've worked through them gradually over the last 6 years, which we've seen on Total Divas and Total Bellas. And there's a lot more that we haven't seen on TV, obviously, and obviously the biggest one was marriage and kids for them, and they settled on the marriage, but Nikki kind of balked at giving up having children, and you know, that spurned it along with a lot of other things, her being alone, also being a big one, and probably a multitude of other problems that, again, we don't know about. So they're trying to work through it, obviously. They're back on good terms, at least. Like I said, this is not confirmed that they are official in terms of being back together. The wedding is not back on by any means. Please don't think that. But yes, they're at least trying to work it through.
Oh, it was their reps that said it. Okay, on E! News. Okay, whatever. They're still working it day by day.
The wedding's not back on.
Nothing's back on yet. Yeah, so there's all that.
But again, they get married on 7/7. I'm calling BS. We will go on the air whenever it gets announced, and I will call BS live on the air.
You heard it here first. But you had a request, right?
I did.
Call Joseph Park?
No.
What?
No. No, don't you call that number. Don't you do it.
What number?
Don't call it.
What?
I know that tone of voice.
What? What
was I No.
Like, what?
No.
We can call Park, Park, and Park.
We are not calling Park, Park, and Park. Put the phone down.
But I could just...
Now? Drop it?
I can do the...
Drop it.
I can do the thing.
No.
But it's really...
No.
It's really easy.
No.
We can call Park, Park, and Park.
We are not calling Park, Park, and Park. Put the phone down.
But it's right there.
No.
They give you...
No.
But it's right there.
No.
I could. You want a lawyer. I can get you a lawyer.
We are not calling Joseph Park at 10:21 at night.
We're calling Park, Park, and Park.
We are not calling them at 10:21 at night.
But they take phone calls 24/7.
No.
Okay, fine.
God.
We could, though.
We are not calling them.
We could.
No.
But it's okay. We could.
We could. We're not going to.
Okay.
You good?
No, I wanted to call Park, Park, and Park.
You can call them later.
Move on.
So yeah, again, very happy for John Cena and Nikki Bella, but this all feels a little fishy to me. And I don't mean that in a horrible way at all, but it's just, it's really convenient that they broke up and called off their wedding right before Total Bellas was supposed to start. And then first two episodes going into three, they've been seen together and they've been, talking and their public declarations of love and I want to have your children and all this other stuff. And John Cena pretty much doing a 180. And then now they're supposedly getting back together. Like, I know Nikki Bella doesn't like the fact that people are saying that, the breakup is fake because, it was real in quotations. But there's just a lot of stuff that makes you go, a lot of quinky dinks here going on.
I'll just say that. To say this, and Ashley says you can see they love each other, and that's not a question.
Oh no, they definitely love each other.
Here's the thing: if you're having this much trouble getting down the aisle, I don't know how long you're meant to last. That's just me.
They love each other, but they're better with their relationship than they have been in the past, but they still do have communication problems, which every couple does. But they still have issues communicating. And you can tell that it's not on the firmest footing. And for a couple that's getting married, you want to be able to see that they're on solid ground, that they're in it together. And you're just hearing things about the marriage. And again, I know it's Total Bellas and we're allowed to see, we're allowed to hear only what they want us to. But the way that the relationship is being presented is that she's planning this wedding on her own. He's not there with her when they're doing this. She's doing this either on her own or with her sister, as you saw with wedding planners. And so he's not necessarily part of the process and he's gone a lot of the time. Again, she said it. They shared a bed maybe 2 out of 6 months since getting engaged. That's a lot of time apart. And they haven't necessarily had a lot of time together before that because of his work schedule with WWE and her schedule with WWE. So it's just, it doesn't feel like it's on solid footing. But again, that's what we're led to believe on the show. But you pick up on subtle little things with the way that they are together. And it's like, yes, they do love each other. They absolutely do love each other. But it's just like, you can tell there's just like something not right. And there's never, it's always been there. It's not just something that just cropped up very recently, pretty much since they've been together. There's just been something off with it.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We will see where this goes. I wish them the best of luck. And if they can work out all their problems and they can be together forever and have 20 babies and be happy, that would be ideal for everybody. And I would love to see them do that because I know they both deserve it. But at the same time, if it's not meant to be, it is not meant to be, and they shouldn't force it. Because I don't think he wants to go through another divorce, especially if there are going to be children involved. And that's not what he wants, and I'm sure that's not what Nikki wants either. So crossing the fingers, they can work it out. But yes, John Cena, Nikki Bella, back together.
This week.
This week. Ding!
Stay tuned as the world turns next week. On the rack.
Just tune into the rack, Extra Total Bellas. We'll talk about it.
There you go.
Cheap plug. Hey.
Hey. What's next?
Camp WWE. I love that sassy taker bastard so much. I just love him. I heart him. So this makes me so happy.
So we got some sassy taker this week. The previous week, we got some unfortunate pool loving. Was last week's. Wasn't it? Yeah. Last week.
Yeah.
Last week's was pool loving. And the Bella Twins and a horse. This week was the R-Truth becoming a success after performing at the talent show. So he got a music career. He had one song, What's Up? And then they wanted him to do a sequel, and all he knows is, What's Up? And then he tried to remix it. It didn't work. He was being managed by Ric Flair, which was hilarious. But I love Vince McMahon in this show. Vince McMahon is the greatest thing that could ever happen to this show. He is awesome. He makes Camp WWE. Because it is his sense of humor, and he is just out there loving life, not giving a crap, and playing an awesome character.
Yeah. You can see why this show would appeal to Vince and why he would want to do it. But just some of the stuff they got him to say was just tremendous. Vince really, really makes the show. And I hope they do another round of it. I don't think they're going to. Because this is what we're seeing now is actually the second half of the first season. And they've just condensed it down to be a second season. But I would love to see a third season. If nothing else, because I have my idea, I want them to get Mark Calloway, aka The Undertaker, to come on this show and play his character's father, like they did with Triple H.
Which was a great episode.
Which was a fantastic episode. We could get Big Tex Taker.
So, one of the things in this episode was... that's a great idea, but with the one in this episode, it was like, Vince McMahon was being assassinated, you know, said years ago that if he wasn't a success, that he wouldn't be assassinated by a certain day, and then he tried to cancel it, but he couldn't, so he got Triple H to be dressed up as Vince McMahon. Was that this week? Or was that the previous week? I can't remember.
That was this week, because this week was the assassin, because the assassin shows up and tries to kill Triple H, and Taker, like, comes in.
Oh, yeah.
With his saw. It just goes to town on the assassin and has so much fun going to town on the assassin with his saw.
But what was
he's so happy.
But what was the quote that Hunter had about be dressing up as Vince?
This is going to make things really weird with Stephanie.
Just the way he says Stephanie is great.
It's fantastic. I love this show so much. Breaks my heart that they're probably not going to do any more of it. But yeah, love this show. And there was a lot of symbolism in Vince McMahon turning Triple H into a mini version of him.
Yeah.
Lot of symbolism there that was probably intentional, but unintentional.
Very unintentional, but it was great, nonetheless.
But yes, if you have the WWE Network, check out Camp WWE, and also our interview with one of the voice actors from a few years ago now. Evan Michael Lee, who plays Mark Henry in the show. We did get to talk to him about the show, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So.
But I say we take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we are discussing Raw, because we did not do a post-show this week, so we're going to let you know what we thought of the show. We'll kind of run it down a little bit, and I'll get to yell about Bray Wyatt and his Wyattness.
And I have comments about Heel Nia?
Sure. We'll go with that.
Question mark?
So anyway, so you're listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Hey y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/rackradioshow.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella.
in the form of Total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew, listen to how sensitive he is.
My husband can't have like 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out and touching.
Whatever, that's fine.
Like,
no, that's not
all fine. All the time. Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude, penis.
No, Cameron, no, I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so what up?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, so great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
My mother is getting more than me.
It doesn't take him an hour to get off, I will tell you that.
People power.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at gerwick.net, rackradioshow.com, or wildtalkradio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at fightboot.com as well. And for our discussion this week, we couldn't come up with anything, so we're going to talk about Raw, because we didn't get to talk about Raw on Monday. Yay?
I'll let you start. What were your
Bray Wyatt just went like, no.
Go ahead.
You said I could start, so can I just start there?
I was going to say, you could start with your high points from the show.
Bray Wyatt just went full on whore, everybody. Just like, full on. I mean, my God, I haven't seen him do that in forever. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, Bray Wyatt and the crazy lunatic boyfriend, Matt Hardy.
Yeah, can I make sure I give a name? Woken Matt Hardy. Yes.
Faced off. Who did they face off against?
The Ascension.
The Ascension, that's right. They faced off against the Ascension. And so they beat the Ascension up, they win, and they go for the double team, which sounds so wrong in this context. And Matt's going for the pin, and as Matt is going for the pin, Bray slinks down onto the mat in pure post-coital bliss. I don't even know how to describe it other than that. And he just lays there, pleased as punch with himself, completely spent, like just propped up on one elbow. I think he had his legs apart. I mean, it's just like, I don't even know how to describe it other than he looks like a whore. That's the only way I know how to describe this. And it's like, dear God, son, what the hell? Just what the hell? Now, I will admit, since he went into the lake, the slutty behavior has been managed. Like, we haven't really seen it, but then again, we haven't really seen him. This was the first time that they've kind of had him out for a while, and yeah, he went for it. He just full on right there, just on the corner of the ring apron. I mean, I hope to God he never hears this, because he'll probably, like, send me a really nasty note on Twitter, or he'll think it's hilarious. Atlin's Ward, by the way.
LASWARD.
Slide on into my DM, son. We can have a conversation.
Same as her pants, behance.net, so that's Lynn's word.
Yeah. Anyway, so this leads to the conclusion of, okay, originally I thought that Sister Abigail was behind the slutty behavior. That may not be the case because she's at the bottom of a lake right now. It's clearly not the crazy ex-boyfriend spell, so the vessel that is Bray Wyatt obviously has the slut gene, and it's coming out full force Monday night. So the match was fine. I don't remember the match clearly because I didn't remember who they faced. I just remember Bray Wyatt. Just, you have to watch it. There's gifts of it, for the love of God. I mean, just full on slinks down, just lays himself, sprawls himself out. It's like, Jesus, we can't take you anywhere, Bray. We just seriously cannot take you anywhere. You just got done being in Europe. You have to tool around with his significant other in Europe for like 2 weeks. You think he'd be tired? No, not at all. Anyway, thoughts on this?
Do I really need to add to that?
Would you like to?
No. I cannot add anything to that story.
Is it a good description? Is it an apt description of what happened?
It is. We'll go with that.
Okay. All right.
Anything else that you remember from Raw that was awesome?
The Triple BQ!
Wasn't that great, but it was funny.
Okay, but we need to talk about the B-Team, because I absolutely adore the B-Team.
Go for it.
I just, originally, it's like, they go in, the way that this all gets set up, is they go in and they talk to Kurt Angle. Now, I thought, and this is just me, that when they fought Breezango a couple weeks ago, that they would get a tag team title shot, because that's what I remembered Kurt saying was, well, you guys have never beaten anybody, so if you beat this team, you get a shot at the Raw Tag Team Champions. And that team was Breezango, so they win, right? They screw up and they beat Breezango. And it's like, holy crap, we're going to get a shot at the Raw Tag Team titles now. And then Kurt on Monday night is like, no, that's not what I meant. Ha 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 ha. You're not getting a tag team title shot. Oh no, we're not doing that. But of course, Bo and Curtis aren't listening. They're in their own little land. And somehow, some way, they come up with that they're going to have the B-Team Memorial Day barbecue. And Kurt's like, no, that's not what I said, and we're gonna do it tonight, live!
And the point of the barbecue was to convince the whole thing was they wanted to convince the other tag teams to allow them to have another shot at the tag team, so they can jump ahead of line and get a shot at the tag team titles. So they were going to try to woo them over with a barbecue. And that's where the Memorial Day barbecue battle took place. And you know, any barbecue that WWE puts on turns into a food fight. So they're in there sucking up to all the people. You had the potato salad, the potato chips. Everything had to start with a B. You had bratwurst, bow dog, other B foods, bologna. You had bologna sandwiches, which was great. Rhino, MVP, just sat there, ate his bologna sandwiches. The other tag teams would not let them get ahead. So a food fight broke out, and that's where we stood.
Meanwhile, Rhino sits in the middle.
Eating.
He is everybody's hero.
He would eventually get put through a table by Curtis and Bo. They got covered in beans and something else. I know Bo got the beans. I forget what Curtis got.
Curtis got the potato salad.
Oh, the potato salad.
Yeah.
Got it. So there was that. It was fine. It wasn't the greatest segment, but I like the B-Team.
It was fun. It was just a stupid thing that they did. It was fun. I feel really bad for the women because they had to go after this. But I liked it. I like what they're doing with them. They add a bit of comedy. Bo Dallas is just a really tremendous comedy talent. I mean, I just really wish they would do more with him and that, because he's so good at it. And I'm sure that's not what he wants to be. I'm sure he wants to be really serious, but he's so good at the comedy character. And Curtis is finally finding his niche with it, that yeah, I really want to see them do more with this, because it's got potential.
Whatever gets them on TV, they'll do.
But yeah, this was great. I just want the B-Team versus Bray and the crazy boyfriend.
Well, next week, Kurt Angle made a tag team battle royal with the winning team going on to face Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy for the tag team titles at Money in the Bank. So that's, we'll see if the B-Team can go 3-0 and come out and take a shot at the tag team titles. We'll see. Any other high points you want to run through? Because I got something.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, quick notes. Elias is going to be, is continuing to be a star. Seth Rollins retained his Intercontinental title via disqualification against Jinder Mahal. After he chased Jinder out and everything, he was on the table. Elias came out, whacked him with a guitar, and sent him flying. Seth Rollins did a great job of selling and everything about being injured. He was on a stretcher, but then he got off of it. It was well done by him. Elias versus Rollins could be really good at Money in the Bank. And moments before that, I think the show, our show came on the air, it was announced that they will fight at Money in the Bank. So that's good for them.
This should be fun. I really liked how they did this with Seth coming out and interrupting Elias and basically being like, please get out of my ring. And then Elias getting revenge by knocking Seth off the announce table. That was all really well told for a story.
Sasha Banks won the gauntlet match to go on to the Money in the Bank ladder match.
I'm not surprised by this. I'm a little disappointed, but I'm not surprised.
I thought the booking was backwards. I thought having the heel go through some people and then having the babyface come out was backwards booking. It made me lose interest because you knew once the babyface came out that it was the win. But it's like, the whole point is you want to see a babyface struggle, not a heel struggle. That's just how I would do things. More bad comedy with Sami Zayn and Bobby Lashley, though I always get a kick out of Sami Zayn in the glasses, which is why that happens, because Vince McMahon probably bursts out laughing every time he sees them.
Yep. I will say this, though. Props to Ruby Riott for going that long.
Yeah, she went about 10 minutes in the gauntlet. Really wasn't that long. It felt longer.
It felt longer, but yeah, props to Ruby Riott. She did a really good job.
She did good.
I would like to see Sasha and Ruby when Ruby's not worn out.
Yeah, they had a good match a few weeks ago. So I wouldn't mind seeing more of them together. Trying to think of anything else before I go on my rant.
Quick note, there was no Roman Reigns on this show because he was on vacation.
Yay.
So there was no Roman.
Kevin, Braun Strowman is awesome.
Braun Strowman is scary.
The monster in the bank. Kevin Owens was taunting him and Finn during their match as he was on commentary. He grabbed the mic and started taunting them. And then Braun loses to Finn via disqualification. Kevin attacked Finn when Finn was in control, about to win. So Braun got DQ'd. Braun then starts chasing Kevin. Kevin's trying to leave, and Kurt's like, no, you have a match against the man you made fun of, Bobby Roode. And so it's Bobby Roode and Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens gets the win over Bobby Roode, and then Braun Strowman comes out, and Braun just beelines for the ring. Kevin is so screwed, and, you know, he gets beat down by Braun Strowman as Kevin Owens, and there's Bobby Roode just cheerleading and cheerleading and cheerleading, and then you see him cheerleading on the top rope, and then Braun's like, what are you doing, son, what are you doing? He grabs him, leaves him laying. Braun Strowman is the man.
He is the man. This whole segment was fantastic. I loved Bobby in this. I loved Braun in this. I loved Kevin. I love Kevin and Braun working together because Kevin is really the perfect foil for Braun. And just Kevin's the perfect foil for anybody, but yeah, for Braun in particular, he makes him look so fantastic because Kevin, again, is so good at what he does. He can do comedy. He can be serious. Mm-hmm. And when he does the comedy, he just enough to where it's like it makes his opponent look utterly badass. So yeah, this was great.
Now, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Going to WrestleMania, the storyline between Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax was that Alexa Bliss was a bully, and Nia Jax was standing up against bullies, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She even went out on the NBC Universal upfront and told that story about how, you know, they ran a storyline about bullying and standing up to bullies and everything like that. She comes to the ring and they announce her. She's one of the most fun-loving superstars in the WWE. And then they, I guess, turned her heel? She played the part of a bully and sort of ran an exhibition against some woman and, you know, showed off her moves, taunted Ronda the entire time. And she was acting bullyish. And Ronda got in the ring and they stare down and Nia was like, no soul, her the stare and everything like that. And it's like, oh, so we're turning heel. We're doing everything opposite of what we just did. You're playing the heel because Ronda's the babyface. We all knew that. You kind of got the heel turn last week when she said, yeah, I'm out to use you to make a name for myself. But then you come out and they act like she's a babyface. But then she's like, heel-ish. bully-ish. I mean, you gotta make up your mind? Like, seriously, make up your mind what she is. Like, I'm okay with her being the heel. I'm not saying there was anything wrong with what they did and how they handled it, but it felt very hypocritical of how you were trying to portray her, even just by commentary and just her actions. It just felt really hypocritical to me, and it takes away from believability if you're just gonna be hypocritical right in front of our eyes, you know?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, to me, I liked the way that they did this challenge because it's Nia Jax challenges Ronda Rousey at the upfronts for the women's title because Nia wants to take on the biggest name on the street, which right now is Ronda Rousey. So it's okay, all right, she's the biggest threat to my title. She can feasibly take it from me, so I need to get rid of her first. I don't want to have her sitting off in the horizon waiting for me to go through a bunch of people, get tired out, and then she comes and she faces me. No, I'm going to take care of that threat first. And you have had Nia acknowledge that when she made the challenge. So I feel like the better story is not to suddenly have Nia be like, oh, hey, look, I'm going to be totally fake and bully you. It's, no, you're a threat. I'm acknowledging you're a threat, but I'm still going to take you down because I'm better than you. I've been doing this longer than you. And you have Ronda play up the fact of, oh, hey, you know, yeah, I didn't earn this shot. I don't really deserve it, but you challenged me. What are you supposed to do? You say no? It's a shot at the title. I mean, that's it to me. Like, just to have Nia go out there and do the exhibition and be all fake and stuff. It's like they're trying to have Nia do Alexa and it's just not working, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let Nia be Nia. Let Nia be a badass.
And if she wants to you make a name for herself, then fine. Have her that be the cause, but don't come out and try telling two different stories. And that's what I hate most, and I don't want to tie this into Roman Reigns, but I'm tying this into Roman Reigns. I hate that's what they do with Roman Reigns. They're trying to tell too many different stories with the same character, and they all conflict with each other. Stop trying to make it simple, make the story simple, make the character simple, and then you get people behind you. If people knew who Roman Reigns was, they would get behind him. If they knew who Nia Jax is, they would get behind her. Like, stop flip-flopping. Stop trying to do too many different things in the same 10-minute span. Tell your story, tell it correctly, and see where it gets you.
Decide on who your characters are going to be and then tell your story.
Yeah. Simple. Simple storytelling 101.
Ding!
Anyway, that's my rant. That's her rant. That's Raw.
That was pretty much Raw in a nutshell, yeah. I mean, it wasn't... There were eventful things that happened, but there wasn't a lot of eventful stuff that happened, so...
Tune in every Monday night at 11:10 p.m. Eastern when one of us isn't sick, live on right here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ding! But I say we take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be doing SmackDown, NXT, Tweet of the Week, all your favorites. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I don't hear music. Is there music? There it is! So we'll be right back.
Many a rat I've befriended, and so many a thorn stood between. But of all of the demons I've known, none could compare to you.
Want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with The Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
and the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/CB Radio Live.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Hey, this is Gail Kim, TNA Knockout, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Here on WildTalkRadio.com. And I just completely screwed up the quote. It's late, can you tell? Yay! You're listening to us over at WildTalkRadio.com, GerWick.net, or RackRadioShow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out, our friends, MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211, and FiveFood.com. Two of the week. Just go. Just go.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
This is what happens when you get distracted because you're trying to figure out how to read your tweets of the week and you have entire conversations and they're all out of order on the goddamn feed. Because for whatever reason, Twitter will not list them in sequential order anymore. Somebody get on that. Please fix it. It's annoying. That's my rant. Moving on. Stephen Smith. Hashtag ask Braun. Braun Strowman, why your tank top barely cover your nipples? Asking for my wife. She's concerned about slippage. This is a valid concern, because as we know, Braun likes to go titties out, and he does have nip slips. Braun Strowman replies, they like the spotlight too. Stephen Smith replies back to Braun and goes, best possible explanation. Thank you, this made my day. Hashtag get these nips. Double Ice tweets Braun Strowman and goes, who's your favorite traveling partner? And he responds with his road wife, Bray Wyatt. This is where I have to scroll up, because it's not in sequential order. Damn it. Okay, so Shinsuke Nakamura tweets out, how high can you count, or will you rise before I answer? 1, 2, 10. No one is good all the time. Hashtag last man standing. Ty Dillinger replies, did someone say 10? Sorry, friend, but it's the ones who talk poo, with the little poo emoji, that are always the most afraid. And Nakamura replies, what does counting accomplish if nothing is won? Is this your new hobby?
I mean, anyway, continue.
Anyway, I'm trying to read this in sequential order, and like I said, it's out of order. Anyway, Dillinger replies, wow, speaking of hobby, Shin, I couldn't help but notice yours, grabbing a handful of D's nuts. Good thing I'm Canadian, I always wear a cup, XL, just in case a hockey game breaks out. Now, you be nice over there with your wandering hands. Shinsuke replies, you seem to prepare for a different game? I can help you count all of the lights. And Paige gets involved. She's like, hiya, boys, it sounds like you both had some time on your hands this weekend, but tomorrow is Tuesday, and that means I make the rules, so I'm making it official. Shinsuke versus Dillinger on SmackDown Live. And Shinsuke replies, I have to find it. Sorry, I no speak English. So you mean you'd like me to hit Dillinger with a knee to the face, correct? Dillinger replies, well, I don't speak Japanese and can barely speak proper English. However, I'm well versed in sign language. See you tomorrow. Knock a nutcracker. And he throws up a little middle finger emoji. And Shinsuke ends it all by saying, by the way, I don't speak Canadian either. Eh?
Eh? What are you talking about? Eh?
You know, this entire thing that's going on, they're sitting next to each other. You know that's how this goes.
Probably in the car, too.
Yeah, they're probably in the car. Trent 7. Pretty sure this is Jackie from Winsfield, who part owns a salon called Highlights, which is slightly overpriced, but they give 20% off to regulars, and it's a picture of an adorable little Yorkie. Zoe Bear tweets, this is my husband, Neil. Neil is 31 years old. Neil is putting stickers in his World Cup sticker book, and it is a picture of her husband, in fact, putting stickers in his World Cup sticker book. Trent 7 responds, and? Question is, did he go through all his newly purchased stickers and sort them into team piles before commencing with placement of needs? I love Trent 7 so much. And lastly, Mr. 7. When I hear the Spanish police sirens, I think I'm Jason Bourne, you know. Oh, Trent. Anyway, that's all I have.
Cole Cabana. In my almost 10-year tweeting career, this may be my favorite. Zack Ryder tweeted, Han. Cabana tweeted, D-Job.
Ha ha ha.
Now, if you put it all together, that would make it Han. Mike Golick Jr. goes, call me Ashton Kutcher fan because I like what happens in Vegas. Hashtag VegasBorn. When is the game 3? Matt, you may know. The tweet of God goes, I was on Ambien when I created Mankind.
Shit.
All right, tomorrow night. Trevor Dame, sorry, Roseanne, but there's only room for one disappointing revival, and that's WWE's handling of Dash and Dawson on the main brand.
Ooh!
The world is ending. Kim Kardashian and Donald Trump will meet at the White House. Keith Boykin goes, now that Kim Kardashian is meeting Trump at the White House to discuss prison reform in the case of Alice Marie Johnson, maybe we can get celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay to convince Trump to restore funding for the SNAP program, or Simon Cowell to get the funding back for the arts.
At least they'd be somewhat qualified for it.
Yeah. So, as we learned earlier in the start of the show, The Undertaker is on Instagram. Keep it 5-star, Kyle Lewis goes, I can't wait for The Undertaker to take pictures of his food and tag it, hashtag, dead man eaten.
Yes.
Jamie Levine goes, kayfabe didn't die today. Undertaker has an Instagram. Now it's dead. Sean Ross Sapp goes, Undertaker knows he can get at least $1 billion over 5 years from a network for just rebroadcasting his IG.
Yes.
And that's Tweet of the Week.
Because again, if you were not here at the beginning of the show, Undertaker has an Instagram and John Cena and Nikki Bella are back together, supposedly.
I mean, you know, those are things. Those are things that happen.
Those are things that happen. But you know what else happened?
What?
SmackDown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Can I just say how extremely disappointed in the show I was?
Yes, because I want to echo that by saying you took a match that I was really excited for, which was Daniel Bryan and Samoa Joe. Like, I had actually been looking forward to it all week, and you stuck Cass in it. Which, there's nothing wrong with Cass, but it's like,
no,
I really
there are many,
wanted to
there
see.
There are many things wrong with Cass.
We're not going to get into that here. I don't want to outright bash him, because it's not necessarily his fault. But you took a match that everybody was really looking forward to, and you put Cass in it. And it's like, why would you do that?
The good old bait and switch.
I know, but still, it's like, damn it, I want a show versus Brian on its own. Which, I get, you would save that for pay-per-view, and that's fine. That's probably why they actually did it, is they realized, oh, hey, maybe we shouldn't, I don't know, give this away for free. Probably a bad idea, but yeah, this was just okay. Could have been better.
So Joe called out to Brian, and they went back and forth in the beginning of the show. Then Cass came out and said he was cleared, and then he was in the match. And then we do a long walk and talk with Paige, and she's coming up with things, and it mentions how it's now going to be a triple threat match. I like the whole idea of a walk and talk instead of just standing there and talking. I like the walk and talk thing. But it brought to the main event, and I was like, I've been sick for a couple days, and the one thing I was really looking forward to was sitting down for 20 minutes watching Samoa Joe and Daniel Bryan wrestle. And I didn't get that, and I was disappointed. Yes, they had action together, and it was fine, but it was like, you were really looking forward to it. And it's like, the one thing with Daniel Bryan's return is like, you get these nice, fresh matchups that you haven't seen in forever. And I know, go watch it in Ring of Honor, yada, 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 but it's like, this is WWE. This is where they are now, and you wanted to see the two of men who have traveled the world 10 times over finally get back in the ring together for the first time in over a decade. You wanted to see how the match would go, and I was like, I really want to see it. And Daniel Bryan tapped out to Samoa Joe, and Samoa Joe was headed to Money in the Bank. And Big Cass laid out Bryan afterwards, and you know, that's where the thing's going, and yada, yada, yada. It's got Bryan and Cass at the pay-per-view, and we all knew that was coming. We all also knew Big Cass would probably be interfering, which is why, like, hey, let's put him in, and they wanted to make it different. I get that, but it's like, I really wanted to see that match, and it just soured me on the show. I was like, oh, the moment Cass walked through that curtain, I was like, I know where this is going.
Right.
And it was just the match was fine. It was just a disappointing. It was disappointing. Raw, we got matches that didn't have conclusions. And this show was like, you build it up for an entire week. You had a match to make to this match, and you didn't deliver the match you wanted. I was like, oh, I felt cheated. I didn't like that.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
As mentioned in Tweet of the Week, Shinsuke Nakamura defeated Ty Dillinger on SmackDown Live.
This was fine. It was fine. This was there.
Yeah. Shin taunted him. Well, whatever happened to Ty's hair, I have no idea.
He cut his hair. I don't understand why he cut his hair, but I feel like he should get a refund because that haircut is not a 10.
No.
It looks really awkward on him, and I don't know, it's he has to grow out parts of it to get it to do what he wants it to do, but yeah, it's awkward.
New Day defeated The Bar and The Miz, just making ways to get to the pay-per-view and stuff like that. I did like how they were training The Miz to defend off pancakes, you know, for reasons. I did enjoy that.
We have a new meme in terms of professional wrestling is super serious all the time. I want to see that meme of Miz fending off pancakes, because that's all I could think of when I saw it. It was great.
Lana and Naomi had a dance contest.
Lana can move. It was cute, but it just kind of gave me flashbacks a little bit of the Diva era, and it's like, no, let's not go there with that. Naomi's too talented, and Lana's talented, to really just have them do that.
But it started that way, but it didn't finish that way, because as they were, you know, chumming up with each other, Lana gave her a neck breaker. I liked that part of it.
That was good. That was really good, yeah. But the whole first part is like, I'm not sure if I'm feeling this.
But it built to a mixed tag team match next week.
Yes.
With Aiden and Lana versus the Usos. Naomi and Jimmy.
Which should be good.
So there you go. Also on the show, Asuka defeated Mandy Rose. No shocker there. Sonya jumped Asuka before the match.
Why would you do that?
Because Mandy can't beat Asuka on her own.
But you're just going to make her angry. You wouldn't like Asuka angry.
Yeah. It was more for, they were talking with Paige, and like, Asuka's getting so many opportunities, and they won opportunities, so they put the match, and that's what happened there. Mandy tapped out to Asuka. Carmella and Asuka got face-to-face, which was fine. I just dreading the match, because I know what's going to happen, and I don't like it. Speaking of matches, Becky and Charlotte will happen next week. That should be good.
Yes, they did a cute little backstage segment where Charlotte's like, oh, so-and-so's going to win the Money in the Bank, and Becky's like, nope. look over here, keep looking, looking, there you go, I'm gonna win Money in the Bank. And Charlotte's like, you're adorable, let's fight.
All right, now here's the thing. I see that, it is booked, I want to see it. I don't want bait and switch. I want to see that. Can we make that happen, WWE?
Hoping. Crossing our fingers.
So there's that. Trying to think of anything else that happened on the show. I think that's about it. You had a backstage thing with Almas and Sin Cara. Really wasn't much of anything. And...
I thought it was really cute. You feel a little bad for... Or no, that was that Sin Cara or was that Grand Metal Leak?
Sin Cara.
Okay, when, like, they hug, or Sin Cara hugs Almas, and Selena Vega's like, oh, no, you get off him right now. It was cute.
Yeah, so that's SmackDown in a nutshell.
That was SmackDown. NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So, where do you want to begin? All right, go ahead.
I'm just going to say it. Ricochet and Dream just need to bang. I mean, we need to stop flirting and just go right to full on, all out, all the time. Because this flirting that they're doing, while I love it, is completely, utterly unnecessary.
Ricochet defeated Dijak. Match was 2 minutes, but Dijak was impressive for the 2 minutes that he was in there. Right, Ricochet won, and then, as mentioned, they flirted. They had confrontation.
Can we talk about how Ricochet got out of the ring?
I was just going to go there, so go ahead and talk about it.
Dude does a flip out of the ring, lands on his feet because Dream's basically like, oh, I can do anything you can do, but I can do it better. And Ricochet does that, and then he walks up to Dream and holds out his arms, and he's like, prove it, bitch. It was beautiful. And Dream just kind of stood there like, okay, I love you. I want to have your kittens.
They will meet in Chicago at NXT TakeOver. That should be good.
Should be good.
Aleister Black came to the ring to start off the show. Basically, they set up his next challenger. One Lars Sullivan. They battled. Aleister went for the Black Mask. Sullivan caught it and laid him out with the freak accident. Solid build for a match.
You never expect that voice to come out of Aleister Black.
Nope.
Like, you just don't.
No, you don't.
Because you would expect it to be much deeper, much more menacing sounding, and you would expect him to have a little bit of an accent, and there's just, like, nothing there. So it's a little unnerving to hear him speak sometimes, because it's just, it's not what you expect. But I liked the chemistry between Aleister and Lars. I like how Lars did catch the Black Mass, and Aleister's like, oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So this should be a really, really fun match.
Let's see. The War Raiders beat two guys.
Okay. All right. First of all, very impressive. Second of all, dear indie guys, can you please learn what protective wear is? There are too many situations going on down below. It's very distracting. I do not need that much penis on my TV. Thank you. Looking at you, Raymond Rowe. I'm looking at you. Sarah Logan, you're a lucky woman, but goddammit, Raymond Rowe, would you stop? Just, yeah. That is my only impression of that match, because it was just literally right there, in your face, the whole time. These indie guys, just they need to learn how to take care of all that. Which, I don't know how you take care of it, because I do not possess the equipment, but I'm sure there's a way.
Next week, I believe we're going to get a rubber match between Lacey Evans and Kairi Sane. Evans said the results will be the same of their last match. She said she doesn't care if Sane won the Mae Young Classic, because she has a right hand, a woman's right, with Sane's name on it. Interesting name for a finisher, or the women's right.
I think so, yeah. I mean, I kind of like what Lacey Evans is doing, but I kind of don't like what Lacey Evans is doing. Like, there's something missing to it that she just hasn't quite captured yet.
EC3 defeated Fabian Archer. During the match, Gargano came out, I have a signed contract! I'm going to fight Ciampa.
Which was rude.
We had a cool video for the documentary video for Bianca Belair. Learned a lot about her. Cool stuff.
I like how they're introducing her, where they've had her show up a couple times, but now we're learning who she is.
I have one complaint about it.
Hmm.
If the gimmick's about the hair, don't show her without the long hair.
Is it wrong? I thought she looked better without the long hair.
I don't disagree with that.
I was like, oh my gosh, she looks so cute. It's like, it looks... I don't know.
We all know the hair is fake, but don't advertise it.
Yeah, it's like, because it's like you see her with her hair down in the training videos, and you're like, oh, who is that? Oh, it's Bianca. Oh my god, she looks super cute with her hair like that. And then suddenly it's like, oh my god, I love her. And then it's like, wait, no, she's a heel. I shouldn't like her. Because it's like, then you see her in the full getup with the extensions and everything in, and it's just like, oh. It's like, I like the super cute version. She's adorable.
So if you ever want to make her a baby face, that's how you do it. And Shayna Baszler, Dakota Kai for the NXT Women's Championship. Shayna pulled it out. Kai brought her A game. Was not enough. She tapped out. I enjoyed the match. I thought Baszler played her role as the bully correctly. It was well done. She went back in to attack her. But who made the save?
Nikki Cross. Shayna is so confused by Nikki Cross. She just doesn't even know what to do with her. She's just like, what? What are you doing? Because Nikki grabbed the belt and was running around with the belt. And she's basically trying to get Dakota to hit Shayna with it. And Dakota's like, no, no, go away. And Shayna's like, what are you? Where did you even come from? And meanwhile, Nikki's like, do it, hit her, do it. It's fantastic.
But she refuses. So Nikki attacks Shayna, lays her out with her fisherman driver and pins her for the 1, 2, 3, showing that the champion can be beat. And then she taunted her with the belt the entire time. It was awesome.
Give me Nikki Cross versus Shayna Baszler. Give it to me.
So yeah. All in all, it was a fun episode.
It's a good build to Chicago. I like how they're doing this. It's really fun.
None of the matches feel that we're going to see a takeover feel rushed. Everything has a story behind them.
Which is how it should be.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Whether it's Shayna versus Nikki one-on-one or a triple threat, I'm okay with it either way.
I'm fine with it.
But that's our show?
That's our show. So you've got plugs, so plug away.
I'm waiting for the song to kick in. There we go. Saturday night, midnight is CBRadio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. We will be doing the Great and the Great Debate on words in honor of the spelling bee. This Saturday night. We'll actually be doing it, unless... Things take a turn with my voice, but they shouldn't. So we'll be good there. I see we're Saturday at midnight. We are on schedule currently for Wrestle Talk Radio on Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. What the show turns out to be, we'll figure it out. It's Wrestle Talk Radio Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday, it's Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bella Season 3, Episode 2, now available. Episode 3 will be available next week at some point. Won't be dropping Sunday as of now. We'll be back next Thursday night live, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, all that fun stuff. Make sure you're following the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTR Live, so you know when we go live with Fortnite content, because, and any program we do, but we're going to be doing some more Fortnite content. If you're listening to this live, we'll be back within 10 minutes of the stream ending. We'll be back. So stick around, stay in the chat rooms, you should all go to twitch.tv/WTR Live. We'll be there, we'll interact with you, we'll talk and have some fun playing some Fortnite stuff. At Wild Talk Radio on Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Ward, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/Lynn's Ward, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out the amazing, awesome sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and fightbook.com. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back with this show next week. But if you want to see Rock screw around in Fortnite, wait about 10 minutes, and he and the intern and I will be back. So, till then, bye!